This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today with Tom DeWeese, who heads up the American Policy Center. They're not too far, really, from the Gun Owners of America office here in Northern Virginia. And Tom has been working on some issues that don't directly bear on guns, except if Tom loses the battle for public opinion and government policy that he's engaged in, we're going to need our Second Amendment. There's a very serious mindset in our country and in most of the world that assumes that most of us are stupid schlubs and we couldn't even cross the street if it weren't for the superior intelligence of our betters working at the UN and in the federal government, state and local government, and they're all sticking their noses in our business to better tell us how to do things. Tom, maybe you think I'm going overboard, but that's kind of the impression I've had for a number of years. Actually, when I read your stuff, you have a couple of special reports that I've read recently on Agenda 21 and sustainable development. Them really are fighting words, as you say. Yeah.
I don't think that you're overboard at all. And in fact, what I believe is, you know, we've always had megalomaniacs trying to take over the world. And usually they have armies that come and invade countries, and they start subjugating people that way. And I started, you know, looking at Agenda 21 and its policy of sustainable development and what it's really for. You know, a lot of people think this is just for protecting the environment, and sustainable development and smart growth policies are just about having intelligent ways to make sure we develop our communities. But if you look at what they say, if you look at where it really is headed, what we're looking at here is a new way to have these megalomaniacs take control of the world without having to fire a shot. And in fact, you have communities, you have countries that are gleefully inviting them in, helping raise money to do it. And, you know, it's the old picture of pulling the Trojan horse inside the walls and gladly accepting it. And that is really what Agenda 21 is.
You know, the arrogance of those who think they can pull off this master plan for all of us to follow, that things will be better. I remember, and I'm sure you can find this online on the YouTube, Senator Kennedy was presiding over a committee hearing. And Milton Friedman, the world-renowned economist from the University of Chicago, was testifying. And the professor, Friedman, gave a maybe a one-minute, maybe two-minute rundown of all of the enormous failures of all of the socialist countries in the last hundred and some years. And there was, as far as he could tell, no exception. He made that point. And when he took a breath, Kennedy jumped in and said, "Well, that's because the wrong people were in charge."
That has been the answer every single time. I mean, here we now have Venezuela, another failure. And every single time it's tried, it has not worked. It ends up in misery. It ends up in sacrifice. It ends up in death. And here we go again. And now, and I know you've seen the lines, the stuff coming out of the schools where most of the young people coming out of the education system today believe this is the answer.
Well, thanks for mentioning Venezuela. That's only the most recent example that I can think of a massive assault on people's freedom led by a socialist government. And the first thing major thing that Chavez did early on in his imperium was to confiscate the guns. And then he began moving in on the rest of society, the rest of activity, economically and social activity as well. And now it's unhappily not hard to find online. You can go to newspapers in Venezuela reporting on people who literally have starved to death because the geniuses running the socialist government of Venezuela have produced this kind of massive catastrophic failure.
Yeah. When, you know, what they do to put all this in place is to attack the three pillars of freedom, that free enterprise, private property, individual liberty. Those are the first things to go as they begin to put this, you know, this program in place, this tyranny. And that's exactly what we're seeing with Agenda 21. The advocates of Agenda 21, sustainable development, smart growth, they, you know, comes in all these different terms. And if we start using those enough, they start changing the terms so we don't know what they're talking about.
And but, let me just cut in on that, because smart growth, I submit that's another indication of the arrogance of the people that we're dealing with, as opposed to the growth that was going on before they came on the scene. It was stupid growth. It was greedy growth. It was non-workable growth. But theirs is smart growth.
Actually, the SMART is an acronym for it's an engineering term, basically, and I can't find my note now on exactly what it all stands for, but it breaks down to a set group of things to be done in a certain time with a certain kind of gauge to judge it. That's what the SMART means. And I always thought, you know, you have smartphones, you got to, it's a smarter way to do it. But actually, it's a technical term. And so, you know, it's about control. That's the bottom line to it.
It's about control. In fact, the announcer on this program makes that point, that it's not just about guns. It's about control. Obviously, they want to have the guns because it's really kind of difficult to run a dictatorship if everybody has guns. And so it's clear that's got to be one of the preliminary steps. And Venezuela was just a recent example of, yeah, they take care of first things first. And so they make sure that when they tell us frog, the only question we can ask is how high. We're not going to be able to resort to anything effective to keep the government under control once they have all the significant means of control. And by the way, after guns, then they go and control the media. Chavez led a war against the media, and his successor, Maduro, has only continued doing that. So that once your information flow is pretty much corralled by and managed by the government, you're in pretty bad shape. And even if your reality tells you, no, this is not getting better if I have to wait all day in line and I don't even get what I thought might be available at the store because they ran out before my part of the line got in the store.
Well, whenever you're going to create that kind of misery on people, and you know that you're going to do that, you know, the first thing you want to do is take away any means they have of expressing their disapproval.
It's interesting. Glad you put it that way, that they actually kind of know what's going to happen. They know that they're going to be, by normal criteria, a failure. They're going to produce shortage because that's actually a means of control. If you and I have to stand in line all day to get a loaf of bread, we hope, then we're not going to be doing what we're doing right now, making this broadcast, and people are not going to be doing what they're doing right now or listening to a subsequent podcast. They're just not going to be able to do those kinds of things, so their world becomes constricted and their ability to make decisions is greatly reduced. because only the really smart people know. And we come right back to smart growth. Coming up to a break, that's one of the neat things about capitalism. We have to sell this show and sell the time. We're going to be right back to talk some more with Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, we're talking about smart growth. I think it would be smart if I gave you the web address for American Policy Center, and it's American Policy. Dot org kind of makes sense. good place to go for the kind of information that we're talking about. And what we're talking about is, in one fashion or another, a battle being waged in virtually every community across the expanse of the United States. The proponents of their smartness and our stupidness have been busy at work for years in every conceivable place in the country. There is some good news. They have been rejected quite clearly on occasion by the voters in some jurisdictions. But overall, Tom, I would say we got a long way to go before we can reclaim our constitutional republic from the hands of the smart growthers.
Yeah, there's no question about that. The, you know, this whole thing is driven by federal grants that have these strings attached that tell them this is exactly what you have to do with this money. And then that comes with an army of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, or planning groups that are all living off of those grants or feeding off of that. And they come into the cities and in, even into the states, and they, you know, begin to pull all this together. Hey, we've got some money for you. It's all right here in a box. You don't even need to think. We've got everything written out for you. Don't have to think about it. And the thing that drives me crazy about it is they continue to promote this as local. This is our local program. Has nothing to do with an international program. Anybody who says that's just a nutcase, and yet they are all identical in what they say and do. You can go on online and you can Google Dubai 2050 or Jamaica 2050 or anywhere else in the world, and it's identical to Heartland 2050, which is in Nebraska, one of the most blatant ones that I've seen, because usually these are written in language that really you're not quite sure what they're talking about. They talk about walkable communities where the neighbors, you know, you can be out there and your children can play together and you can ride your bike to work and walk to the store and how lovely that is.
Let me translate that. That means we're not going to let you have a car.
Exactly. And you're going to ride public transportation if you're going to go anywhere. And, of course, that's on their schedule, going where they want you to go, not where you want to go. And, so all this is done. Virginia Beach has the most blatant description of their 2040 program I've ever seen in my life. It is so honest what they're going to do. They talk about it being a global city and global citizens, and they talk about how they're going to do away with cars. They put these little vignettes in to show, John in a day in 2040 in Virginia Beach, what it's going to be like.
And isn't that interesting? These smart people, they're a resort community as much as any other economic activity. Virginia Beach, as the name might imply, is on the water. It's got a lot of beach, and that's what a lot of people go to Virginia Beach for, is the beach part, not so much the Virginia part. And if they don't have cars, how are they going to get there? I don't think they're going to put their family on buses and take a bus that stops at five different cities halfway across the country in order to get to Virginia Beach from, say, Washington, D.C. If you've ever looked at a bus schedule or a train schedule, even worse, they are not convenient at all.
No, but this is what they tout, and it says right in their plan, actually, that their wonderful light rail train system, award winning, it says right in the program. I just thinking somebody went into a time machine into the future to see what the world is going to be like for them to come back and come up with all this stuff.
And the planning award was granted in Red Square in the Kremlin.
Probably.
Something only a communist could be proud of.
Well, now that you brought that up, let me share this with you. When we talk about smart growth plans, as I described, they call them walkable communities and all that. If you're sitting in the planning meetings, you will hear them talk about the chaotic growth. We can't afford to have a chaotic growth of our community. We need to have something well planned, right?
And they're so smart. I'm glad they saw that freedom is so messy.
It's such a messy. Well, let me share this quote with you. Quote, the chaotic growth of cities will be replaced by a dynamic system of urban settlement. The region is formed by the economic interdependence of its development from the industrial complex to the industrial region. The region has a single system of transportation, a centralized administration, and a united system of education and research. Sound familiar? This was written in 1968 by an architect by the name of Alexei Gutanov, a Soviet Russian architect, writing in an article called The Ideal Communist City.
It sounds just like something that the smart growth people, the Agenda 21 people, might come up with, and the way they might word it.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the whole point. And that's exactly what they're doing. So, and then you have the American Planning Association, which is one of the main organizations coming in, putting these things together. They are part of the Planners Network. And if you go into the Planners Network, .com and see what they're about, they call themselves an association of professionals, activists, academics, and students involved in physical, social, economic, and environmental planning in urban and rural areas who promote fundamental change in our political and economic systems. They come right out and say it. There's no secret here. There's no hidden thing. They come right out and tell us, and we all say, oh, sounds good to me.
Well, the one encouraging note is that it was this attitude, I think, as much as any other single factor, this attitude across the land and municipalities across the country, that we know better than you, you schlubs. Just stand there until we tell you what to do. That's what led, I think, to the election of Donald Trump. And this was not a Republican revolution, certainly was not Democrat Party revolution. This was an uprising of us schlubs against our betters who were smarter than we.
Yeah, I think that if Donald Trump achieves nothing else, what he achieved was he rolled back the curtain and he showed how entrenched these guys are and how far they're willing to go to keep that power. If he does nothing else, he's shown us that. And I think you're right. And I think that has energized people who were not involved in the political process before because of these things. And I think our job is to keep those people involved, educate them, and build a bigger movement. And that's what I'm hoping to do.
Our challenge, should we choose to accept it, is just that. And by God's grace, that's exactly what we're going to do. We've been given a 4-year reprieve, at least, with the election of Donald Trump. Hopefully we're going to be using it. AmericanPolicy.org is where you can find Tom DeWeese and a lot of good stuff. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Our guest today is Tom DeLuise. He heads up the American Policy Center, AmericanPolicy.org. We've been talking about some of the arrogance and effrontery of our betters who have come up with such genius planning schemes, such as Agenda 21, and all it is a massive plan to kind of control everything that all of us do. And one of the things that I found very interesting and very informative for me, because I wasn't particularly aware of the smart meters. I don't have one on my house yet, happily, although living in Virginia and living in an area served by Dominion Power, that may be something I'm going to have to fend off. I don't know. But, Tom, I was very, very pleased that you put out this little booklet on sustainable development and the control of energy, subtitle, The Growing Battle Over Smart Meters. More I read about this and what you've done, the more I was happy to have what I hope is really a dumb meter where somebody actually has to come out to the side of my house and look at the meter's readings, and that's all the farther they're going to get.
Well, there's a lot of people who stood up to it, and they'll cut off their power, and they've got all kinds of ways to control this. And what's interesting, though, Larry, have you ever seen a meter reader come out and look at your meter?
Not recently, but in the past, yes.
In the past, yeah. I live in the, you know, pretty much in the country. I know everything that happens on my property. I work here all day long. I work at home. And I don't have a smart meter either. And I have never, in the 15 years I've lived here, seen a meter reader ever come out here. And yet, the way they sell the smart meters is that, well, this will be cheaper. We don't have to have meter readers come out there. That's a complete lie. It has nothing to do with this. What's really at stake here is they have brought onto the power grid all of this solar energy and wind power, which is totally unreliable. If the sun ain't shining and the wind isn't blowing, then the power isn't there.
That's right.
So you have the grid is in danger, especially in peak times, of collapsing. And so they are desperate to get these smart meters onto your home so they can control your temperature in your home or the amount of energy you're using. And, of course, now getting a new washer or dryer or refrigerator or other appliances have the same chips in them that the smart meter can read, and they can now control everything that way as well.
Oh, goody. I didn't know that, and I was happy with my new washing machine until just now.
Well, you don't have the meter yet, so you're okay for the moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is really totally extraordinary. Cool. And when they think that we're getting too uppity, you had at least one case that I remember in your book on smart meters where they just flat out cut an uppity customer off because he wasn't going along with a program. I guess it was kind of nippy outside and tough. So for at least 24 hours, this guy didn't have nothing. He didn't have heat, light. I guess really your water goes off after a while because pumps are kind of part of what makes it happen. And he was just absolutely cut off from modern living because he was uppity. So the political implications of this kind of technology, pretty devastating.
Well, take a look at the situation with smart growth, where we are bulldozing, big parts of the city and putting in high-rise condos. You take
Portland, by the way, let me just forget if I don't jump in right now. That was a smart idea that Ceausescu had, the dictator of Romania, and they have some of the largest number of ugly high-rises, even in rural areas.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're doing here. And the point is that, they talk about, well, smart growth is going to stop urban sprawl, all those cars out there and those neighborhoods that keep growing farther and farther out. We need the car. Smart growth means they put a line around the city, and they say no growth will take place outside of this.
Now, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. Lines around a city, no growth beyond. Sounds like a whole heap and bunch of control to me. And the sprawl that they find so repulsive, that's because people chose to buy a house or rent a house or an apartment in those areas because it was nicer, the schools, the whatever. That was their personal, independently achieved decision. And under the smart growth regime, you're too stupid to make those decisions by yourself, dummy.
In a lot of cases, those are people escaping the city, the crime, the high taxes, everything that goes along with the city.
Or the smart planners have made a mess of it.
Yeah. So the smart guys, as you keep referring to them, make the decision, we're not going to let you out of the city. We're going to put this line around the city, and you're going to have to stay here. And we're going to build, first of all, like in Portland, as the population started to grow, but the boundaries of the community could not, what do? You have to go up. And so they start upping density numbers to where single-family homes start being banned. Then you have low-rise apartments. That's not enough. The population continues to grow. The only way to go is up. And what you're now seeing, as they've done this, as they've got these high-rises in there, now as the population continues to grow, what's the answer? Start making the apartments smaller and smaller. And the other thing that you do is you control the energy use in those through the smart meters, because all of this is about cutting your carbon footprint and warming and on and on and on. It's all part of that same lie that goes together with it, but it's all about controlling everything you think, do, and say.
And you point out, you've already mentioned that this smart group of people with their green energy, as they might call it, and you've already pointed to it, it's unreliable. If the sun doesn't shine for a few days because of a storm front that moves through, well, you're just flat out of luck. And if by the same token, a weather front calms everything and there's no wind blowing those windmills, well, then same thing. No energy at all. You're dead in the water, maybe literally. And so it strikes me is a good reason to tell these people, if this is what you really want, go live in Ceausescu's Romania. I don't even think Putin is this stupid. You can still go to Venezuela. They got plenty of stupid down there.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing is, Larry, if you and I were to walk out in the woods and we found an eagle feather, and we were walking out with it, and a park ranger came along and found us with that eagle, we would be arrested and fined thousands of dollars, possibly put in jail. However,
now what useful purpose does that law serve?
Well, it's the Endangered Species Act to protect the endangered species. And if you have an eagle feather, that must mean that you've had some interaction with an endangered species. And allowed to have this kind of thing. Yeah.
So picking it up from the forest floor doesn't keep the eagle from reattaching it to his butt.
Yes. But that's an extreme example. But, I mean, that's, you know, however, it's okay that the wind turbines for wind energy chop them up by the thousands. And that's okay because that's green energy and that's environmentally correct. Actually, the Audubon Society calls the windmills the Cuisinarts in the air.
That's great. I wish I'd have thought of that. That's a great one. Well, listen, we're heading into another break, talking with Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center, AmericanPolicy.org. We're going to be back and talk some more about some smart people that are really stupid.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center, AmericanPolicy.org. Tom, when our war for independence was being kind of built up, prepared for, encouraged by the dictatorial policies of the Brits, one of the things that was a lot more disliked than even some of the taxes, and they were pretty widely disliked, all right, was the writs of assistance that were search warrants with no specific time, no specific place, and it let a British soldier enter your home or your business, and if your wife or daughter was there alone, who knows what might have and did happen to her during those times. But that was the way the British sought to control Americans, was by making sure that they weren't keeping anything important back from their betters, the smart British crown people who were all over the colonies, sort of like a bad plague or something all over your skin. And when we finally tossed them off, that was the I would say that was one of the main impetus for it. And, of course, gun control was part of it. They tried to ban the importation of ammunition into the colonies. They definitely understood how they might be resisted, and the Crown did what they could to keep their nasty control tentacles. Well, now, from what I'm gathering from your account about the smart meters in the Sustainable Development Report that you've got at the American Policy Center, they don't need to send a British soldier or any soldier into my house or my business anymore, because likely the smart meter is so bloody smart, it's already telling them all they want to know.
It can, I mean, they can tell from the information that comes back from the energy use and that sort of how many people are living in your home, your routines, what you do, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Of course, now we have the reports that televisions can now report back what's going on in your community or in your home and so forth.
Hello, George Orwell, 1984. Yeah. Isn't that where we first read of that? Oh, that silly notion. What a nightmare that guy must have had. Oh, I am so glad I'm connected to reality. I'm smart.
But, you know, and I'm glad you brought up the founders. What we hear over and over again by these people is that the Constitution was written by people 200 years ago who couldn't possibly understand the problems that we would have today. And yet you just outlined a whole bunch of them that they fully understood and put a government together to protect us from. It doesn't matter if they didn't know about this particular kind of technology or not. They knew
right.
about the intent. They knew about the way to get it done to control people. And so the technology changes. We aren't smart enough to know what the technology is going to be 100 years from now. So,
no.
You know. But
and by the way, I'm glad you brought up this whole business about the changing technology, because we face the same argument with guns. Well, they never could have envisioned an AR-15 in a mere common citizen's, or subject better, hands. That's why we have to legislate in this area, because technology has changed. Really? Well, if technology is such a game changer, then should we regulate or even abolish television, radio, the web presses that are used to print newspapers at blinding speed? Because that technology didn't exist in the 18th century. If technology is going to be the determining factor of what kind of freedoms we do or don't have, then I guess we're going to have to be against technology. No, I don't think so. That's what liberals do. They're against a change of that sort, and they're trying to regulate it because they're smart.
Yeah. But what just drives me insane is that technology is a wonderful thing. You know, it's made our lives easier. It's made them more comfortable. It's made us more productive in many, many ways. But the technology always ends up in the hands of people who think of evil intent and how to use it. And that's the tragedy of it. And that's what we've got to focus on is, you know, getting rid of this control, getting people back to having a life of their own, freedom of choice. And of course, that's not smart growth. That's not Agenda 21. That's the exact opposite. And this is what we're dealing with. And it's this rebirth of freedom is what has to take place. And, I'll tell you one thing. I'm on a positive side, because all this is always very down, but on a positive side, I am starting to get more calls from not only activists or just people around the country, but elected officials are starting to call saying, what do we do? And
good.
That, I think, is the best part. They're
good.
Starting to see it, yeah.
I thought it was very helpful in your discussion of a subheader called Ecological Integrity. The thing that leapt into my mind when reading that was these people who worship nature and put it in a central godlike position are the very people that are described in the third chapter of Genesis. They're the people that don't want to have dominion over the earth, even though we've been expressly commanded to treat it as a garden, to be careful with it and develop it responsibly, the dominion mandate, as it's often called. They oppose that. They want us to live in caves and to run around, I guess, in loincloths, or better yet, even a bunch of leaves that we might use to cover ourselves. Not that I'm quite sure how that keeps me warm. And if I kill a bear to get his skin to use, I'm not sure they would like that either. These people really are anti-people, except for them, of course.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. As I said in the very beginning, the idea that there always have been these megalomaniacs who want to rule the world. And, you know, what if they could do this without firing a shot and get us to help them do it? And so you ask the question, what is this incredible, powerful message that they could be putting out that would get people to voluntarily throw their liberties on a bonfire like a good old-fashioned book burning? What would it be? the threat of environmental Armageddon. It doesn't matter how many liberties you think you have. If you don't have a planet to stand on, what good do they do you? I've had them say this to me. And, you know, this is the environmental Armageddon, that threat, that scare tactic. And it was the Club of Rome, one of these NGO groups out of the UN, that said it very honestly. They said, the common enemy of humanity is man. And for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine and the like would fit the bill. All of these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that we can overcome the real enemy then. It's humanity itself.
You know, in Europe and in Latin America, at least sometime in the past, if not still today, I'm not sure, one of the opposition parties to the socialists were the Christian Democrats. And when I was traveling in Latin America, a number of times people described them as sandias, watermelons. They're green on the outside, but they're red on the inside. And so they're using the environment as a cover, as an excuse, as a ploy, as a soporific, in order to introduce the totalitarianism of their red dictatorship, their socialist and communist, and fascist for that matter, because really there's not much of a difference between them. They want control, and our dear leader that has recently departed from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House, was not a totally anti-corporation. He was very much in favor of certain corporations. Those corporations were his cronies. And when you see it that way, when you realize that the green capitalists that are investing in windmills, the Cuisinarts in the air, as you so aptly put them, or the solar farms that when a hapless bird flies over it so many hundred feet, it is immediately fried and drops to a baking death. That's the kind of environmental stupid that would be foisted upon us if we don't tell these folks, you know what, I can make these decisions quite well myself. If I don't have enough money, then that tells me that's as far as I can go. And hopefully we're going to tell them that with some more Donald Trump that just cut them off. He's been getting rid of executive orders, and that was a good thing. We could go on, and in fact, we probably need to do this sometime in the future. But right now, folks, AmericanPolicy.org is where you can get a lot of information on what we've been talking about.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.